I am Gary Colley, John the 5th chapter. Our Lord worked a notable miracle on a man who had been lame or infirm for 38 years. How terrible it is to see a person suffer such as this man had. But when he was at this pool where he thought healing could take place, then the Lord asked him why he had not gotten into the pool. And he said, because I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth in down before me. So the tradition was that the first one that stepped into the pool would receive the healing. Jesus said to him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And the Bible says in verse 9, immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath day. Now that last phrase, of course, sets the setting for our continued study. The Lord healed this man on the Sabbath day. You know, there were many who were so much involved in the law of Moses instead of the new teachings of our Lord who brought the New Testament and confirmed it, that they were unable to see for their prejudice that the Lord was taking away that old law to establish the new. Now, verse 10 here through verse 16 says, the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. And then answered they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he said, or he that was healed, he wist not or knew not who it was, he said, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Well, the Sabbath day mentioned in verse 9, of course, bore on the Jews' strictness, forbidding the doing of any work or carrying any burden on this day. And Jesus disregarded their added tradition that God's law forbade benevolence and mercy on any day. And our Lord, of course, did no sin. 1 Peter 2:22, he fulfilled God's law to the letter in that all that he said and did was in harmony with the Father's will, John 4:34. Now the Jews said it was not lawful, not in reference to the miracle, perhaps is rather to Jesus' command to the man to carry his bed. The Son of Man, who is the Lord of the Sabbath, by the way, Matthew 12:8 and John 5:17, he showed them the difference in their humanly made law and God's law. The man who had been healed, when questioned by the Jews, correctly said that he did not know who that man was, because Jesus quickly had escaped from his view. But he quickly testified to the fact that he was made whole, and that one had commanded him who had made him whole to take up his bed and walk. Now this man readily yielded obedience to the one who was so powerful as to work this miracle. He felt no remorse at the consulting or the thinking of the Jews and others. He knew that he had been healed. He knew that he was, indeed, with one who had great power. So should our faith be in the revealed will of God, even though the world disproves or thinks the action is not right and thinks it strange. Even if they disapprove, my friends, it is still right, isn't it? The Jews did not consider the great miracle on the man that they knew to be infirm, nor the statement of the healed man, but only on their supposed law, which Jesus showed was incorrect enforcement. Well, he went to worship. You know, Jesus blended into the multitude while the excitement of the man being cured was celebrated. And it was not until Jesus findeth him in the temple, the Bible says, that the man learned who it was that had so graciously affected his recovery. Well, it appears that the man's first act was to enter into the temple for worship. You know, that's what each of us ought to do in gratitude to the Father each and every day. We ought to enter into praise and adoration, even in prayer. We ought not to miss the worship services on the Lord's Day, on Wednesday evening, or any other time, unless we're ingrates and do not appreciate the many blessings which flow to us from the Father's hand on a daily basis. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow that is cast by turning, James 1:17. Well, it appears that the man's first act here was correct then, wasn't it? He entered into the temple for worship. Now, it's not stated that the infirm man had been made sick because of sin, but it is certainly exhorted here that he should not sin, lest a worse thing come upon thee. The eternal consequences of sin, of course, are much worse. Though the man had not learned the name of Jesus at the time of the miracle, he now knows and gladly acknowledges Jesus to the Jews. You know, they took advantage of this knowledge to oppose and to ridicule in an attempt to lessen Jesus' influence with the people by accusing him that he had broken God's law. Now, we know that he had not. And so they were wrong and not correct. They rejected all the evidence, refused everything that had been done by Jesus that proved he was the Savior of the world, and in envy and spite, they closed their eyes and sought to slay him, the Bible says, by forging the name of God on their own traditions. How sad to see so many in our world today, even in the denominational religious world, who forge the name of our Lord as if his authority were doing that or approving that which they were doing. Certainly, if he had broken the Sabbath law, he was a sinner and worthy of death. But neither was the case. So as we see these things, let us understand that because a person says something doesn't necessarily make it true. We need to go to the Word of God, to the witnesses, to the evidence, and be sure that we find the truth before we speak. You know, the Father and the Son are equal. We learn that here in verses 17 through 23. Jesus answered them, "My Father worketh here too, and I work." Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth, the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that he himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead, and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him." Well, now these words, of course, stirred up hatred again in these Jews. The Father and the Son being equal, they did not accept. The work that Jesus describes is not the physical labor forbidden by the Sabbath law, but that which is given of his providence and his mercy. Now, the work the Father had not ceased to do, even when giving, for the only time is the law, as a law to man, the Sabbath commanded the Jews under that law of Moses. He continued, of course, to send the rain and the fruitful seasons, and in his providence, bring benefits to all mankind, even on the Sabbath day. So he continues to reign over the world, doesn't he? And uphold all things by the word of his power, even on the Sabbath day, as is stated in Hebrews 1:1-3. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, but he hath in these last days spoken unto us through his Son, whom he gave to be the heir over all things, and through whom he made the worlds. So as the Father worked in blessing his creatures on the Sabbath, even so it was correct for Jesus, who is the express image of his glory, to do the same. Jesus' equality with the Father showed him to be divine. He was of the same divine nature as God was, and God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, all possess that nature. And the work that they do is all one. In other words, the interest has the same aim, the same quality, the same desire. Now, Jesus' equality with the Father showed him to be the same divine work and nature, or nature and work, that the Lord did. And for his statement of that, you know what the Jews did? Why, the Bible says here in verse 18, they sought to kill him. Their charges against him were blaspheming and profaning the Sabbath day. Both, of course, punishable by death under Moses' law if it had been true, but it was not true. Well, we go further to see the Sabbath day has been removed. You know, those under the Christian dispensation are not under the law that was given by Moses today. It includes the Sabbath observance, and since the cross, of course, it has been abolished. Jesus said in Matthew 5:20, "Except your righteousness, that is, your plan of righteousness, shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall not inherit the kingdom of God." In Romans 6:14, Paul just says bluntly and plainly, we are not under the law. In Colossians 2:14-17, he says, "No, the law has been taken away by the cross of Christ. Let no man judge you in respect to the Sabbath days." So we're not judged by those things today, nor are we defined that the Sabbath day has not been removed.